Hello and welcome to Zack Attack. We're never going to be better than this. This is episode 17, which should have been 17 again, but things just didn't line up. This is High School Musical from 2006.
High School Musical 1.
I'm Joey Lewandowski.
I'm Joe 2.
We're recording this one for the first time ever live and in
together.
Person.
Together, yeah.
Together, we were joined for the screening of this classic film by Rachel, who's been mentioned a bunch of times, but she literally sung and danced herself into an early sleep. So.
Into a vomit, and we drank her to death. Yeah, so she is passed out.
She'll hopefully be back for episodes 2 and/or 3.
Maybe not, but okay.
We will see. But this...
Yeah.
Oh boy, there's so much to talk about with this movie. Like we've sort of been looking forward to this movie kind of since we started, right? And
this is like the pinnacle of Zack Attack. This is what we were waiting for the whole time.
We're doing 3 this month. We're doing this one today, and then on the 11th of this month, April 11th, we're putting up the second one, and then the 3rd, April 21st, we're putting out High School Musical 3. So a whole month of Zack Attack, and I mean
the trilogy of Zeff.
To end all trilogies. Like, if the second and third ones are even remotely as filled with things to talk about as this one, this is going to be a great month.
Yeah, dude, I thoroughly enjoyed this Zack Attack movie. Go ahead.
So, I need to, right off the bat, say that we watched 2 Disney Channel original... No, actually, we watched 3 Disney Channel original movies for all his movies for Shia.
Okay.
We watched Hounded, which was bad. We watched True Confessions, which was terrible. And we watched Even Stevens' movie, which felt more like the show than an actual movie, so that was something different.
Okay.
This, I was legitimately surprised and impressed at the production value. Like, it was actually like a real...
They put a lot of money into this, I think. If I had a judge, I think that they put a lot of money into this. There was a lot of incestual twins, a lot of dancing, and a lot of singing. This was like a really good movie.
I want to see what the budget was. You want to guess what the budget was?
$13 million.
That's probably a good guess.
Yeah, I know. That's why
I'm going to guess 9. Oh, $5 million.
Damn, we were way off.
They made this look good though for $5 million.
Yeah, they did. I mean, you had Zeff and his dad and. Yeah, I don't know how the fuck they paid anyone at $5 million, but okay, cool. Nobody was famous yet.
Well,
I guess.
Yeah, none of these people were anybody. And now, you know, 10 years later, 11 years later, we only have like 2.5 people who are anybody. And really, it's like one person, and then like most of another, and then partially a third. Like Zeff is obviously the reason that we're here, the reason for the season. We've got Vanessa Hudgens, who, honestly, aside from High School Musical, she's in Spring Breakers. She's in that new show, Powerless.
Which may
be canceled by the time this episode comes out.
Okay.
And then there's Ashley Tisdale, who was on Clipped, which was a TBS comedy. But I don't really know her from much else. But I mean, like...
She was from the one with the little twin boys.
Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
I got trivia about that. We'll get to that.
Okay, good.
But that's around this time. Like, that's not... Or, you know, like, that's not...
Yeah,
like
that was right around this time, though. Yeah, agreed.
Like, she's not a thing, like, it's not like Zeff who goes on for Neighbors and for Waif and for all these different things.
No, none of these people succeeded for anything besides Vagina Hudgens.
I'm going to keep, like, a running tally of how many times you're going to say that, because...
Okay, Vagina Hudgens.
As we talked about in the previous episode, I believe, what we knew about High School Musical was this was the movie that Vanessa Hudgens sexted Zeff when they were dating on and off screen, and then those pictures leaked, so...
Yeah, and we've all seen them, hopefully. If not, we can link to them somewhere, hopefully.
We're not.
Maybe
nope.
Not. Nope, nope, we will not link to them. Apparently, Joey says we will not link to them, and that's fine by me. Okay.
They're out there, maybe, question mark?
They're still out there, for sure.
Okay. They're, at least in your imaginary, everyone on the internet should be nude in the nude leaked database that you upload pictures of yourself and then you can view everyone else.
Yeah, that's my theory.
That's
hopefully.
The goal.
Yeah.
So this movie starts off with a crazy Zeffnection, which is a term that I just coined.
Oh, yeah, a Zeffnection. Okay, yeah. I like that.
It's,
go ahead.
It's so easy. I don't know why it took us 16 episodes, or 17 episodes. But this movie starts on New Year's Eve.
It does, and I was just wondering the whole time, where's Horseface? I just wanted Sarah Jessica Parker to pop out. That's like my first note, where is Horseface? And I just wanted to see her.
She's nowhere in sight, but we do have Vanessa Hudgens looking younger and tinier. Like, she's never been, like, big, but she's, like, so thin here, it's sort of scary.
14, dude. She's 14 years old.
No, she's 16.
Is she actually 16, or is she supposed to be 16 in the movie?
I don't know what people... I think they're all juniors. I think we asked Rachel, but they're, I think they're juniors. But no, she was 16 when
recording
this...
it. She was, like, actually 16 years old when we recorded.
Yes.
Like, okay. Yeah, and she Zeph looks was creepily young.
Zeph was, like, 17.
Okay. But Zephantine.
He was Zephantine.
Okay, go ahead.
But she's, like, she's tiny.
Yeah, dude, she's small and very young.
It's weird. Like, I mean, I guess I'm really only comparing her to Spring Breakers, which is 7 years after this, but, like, she looks like a completely different person.
Yeah, dude, she does. She looks super young in this movie. It kind of creeped me out a little bit. She looks super young, super ethnic. I didn't expect that from Vanessa Hudgens, because, like, in everything that I've seen her in, Vagina Pictures and Spring Breakers,
yep.
She looked... like, you know, not like this, so I was confused.
She plays Gabrielle Montez, which is, you
Montez.
Know...
Montez. It was a very ethnic name, so I liked it. Montez. Go ahead.
And Zeph plays Troy Bolton from the House
the
Bolton.
The whitest name I've ever heard in my life, but okay, go ahead.
Because we have Ramsey Bolton. The flayed man.
Yeah.
Who I guess maybe probably existed at this point, at least in the books. Like, the show wasn't out yet, but I think... So, it's just so wonderful.
Yeah, that was him. House of Bolton, yeah.
And we also find out, in the very beginning, we have another Zeph connection, which is Basketball Zeph, which wasn't a
yes.
Zeph connection before last episode, but when we had Zeph and Teen
again. Yeah.
So we have two movies in a row. We knew
basketball. Like, that was, right. Like, that was a common theme. We knew that he was going to be basketballing in this one. Rachel kind of hinted that at us.
He's got a Basketball Jones.
Yeah, he was Basketball Jonesing the fuck out of this one. So, yeah.
So they're at a ski resort, right?
So they start out, like, kind of at this, like, they're, like, on vacation. Zeph was... Zeph
but they're not on vacation
he
together.
Was Zeph boarding.
Which we were both
no, they
confused
weren't.
About.
No, they weren't. They weren't. It wasn't like a school... I thought that it was kind of like a school
right.
trip
right.
vacation, and it wasn't. It was just like, you know, they happened to be at this ski resort together. You know, maybe California things. I don't know. They were just there. You know, there's Zeph and Tina getting together. Vanessa Hudgens and
right.
Zeph meet
yep.
up, and what was going on there?
They were just around, and they were having karaoke in the middle of the room,
yeah,
and the spotlight...
karaoke.
Just spotlight both of them.
Yeah.
And they
and
were
he
both...
said, I never sang before. This is it. I'm not a singer.
And the guy who was hosting... So this is the weirdest karaoke room. Where, like,
yeah.
He's hosting karaoke and no one cares. No one is watching. He's the only one singing. Nobody's into it. It's just basically a guy in the middle of a party who, like, if it's the guy who, like, pulls out his acoustic guitar, but no one pays him attention.
Yeah, dude, like, nobody give
and he says to them, someday you guys may thank me for this, or not. And then he walks away.
I think that was foreshadowing, but go
probably.
Ahead.
I mean, I don't know.
Go ahead.
I don't know that that's necessarily foreshadowing. It just might be weird, right? Like, lazy writing, but who knows? And what I do want to note here is that Rachel was already singing from the jump. Like, the first song
she knows all the lyrics to all the songs. And, like, if she wasn't so drunk right now, she could contribute. But she's very drunk and dead, and that's fine. I mean, we drink a lot of Jack, and she just has passed out. That's okay. She knew all the songs. She knew all the songs and all the words.
It's the start of something new, I think. I don't really have all the titles. I'm guessing it's
no,
some of
them. Dude, I don't know what the fuck any of these songs are.
It's totally
okay.
fine.
Yeah.
And then at one point, Zeph takes his jacket off, and suddenly everyone in this resort is into this dance. Because, or not even a dance, they're kind of dancing a little bit. It's mostly singing. It's mostly just karaoke, but they go from people not caring what they're doing to everybody just being like, oh, there's singing going on. I'm going to watch this.
Yeah, they... Dude, the karaoke was fire flames, and they just wanted to dance along to it.
And they're both so impressed with each other's singing abilities. They're basically in love already, even though they just met. They don't even know each other's names yet.
They
don't know each other's names yet.
You're right. They don't even know each other's names yet. You're absolutely right.
Because after the karaoke, which apparently goes on at like 11:54 p.m., because they go outside after the song ends,
yes.
and like it's midnight, and you want them to kiss so bad. You want them to kiss so
oh,
bad.
Dude, they,
I wrote
they
down.
Focus.
I wrote down, please kiss, please kiss, please kiss, please kiss, please kiss.
Dude,
and then I wrote no with a
so
smiley face.
Times.
Sad face.
Yeah, they focus so many times. So, like, They do the countdown. They don't kiss yet. There's, like, so many interactions in this movie where they, like, lean into each other and they're about to kiss and they don't.
Spoiler alert for the end. I think he only kisses her on the cheek. I don't even think they do, like, lip kissing.
No, they do kiss. They do cheek kissing. You're right.
Yeah. That's it. It's kind of disappointing in that sense.
I was hoping that at this ski resort he was going to rip his shirt off for a minute.
You got really excited. I got
really excited. I thought that it was going to be warm outside in the snow. He was going to rip his shirt off. But no, it didn't happen.
Or maybe it's a reversal. Remember when we were talking for, I think it was for New Year's Eve, that my guess was that he was going to be cold. He was going to be shirtless. Or this was our collective guess,
yeah,
or whatever. And somebody's going to give him there. I was kind of hoping now, based on what you just said, that Vanessa Hudgens is like, ooh, I'm so cold. And then he would take his shirt off to make her warm. That's a perfect opportunity. We do get shirtless Zeph later, though. We will get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to shirtless Zeph. I mean, I was waiting for it. I was hoping he was going to cry. We might not get to crying. No spoilers.
Joe basically reacted to Zeph taking off his shirt like he hit a game winner. Like, he was just... he lost his goddamn mind.
I hit the Wildcats game winner to win the championship when Zeph took his shirt off.
You were so excited. It was everything I ever wanted. Smash cut to their high school, which is in Albuquerque.
No, wait. They wind up in Albuquerque. It's like fucking Breaking Bad style. They just are in Albuquerque for no reason. And Zeph is there, and Vagina Hudgens, she comes in. And she just joins this new school, but she doesn't want to be the nerdy math girl anymore.
Right.
That's her thing.
Also, her thing is just, like, getting a lay of the land and not doing anything else. She just sort
she's
of taking
playing
things
this off,
in.
Dude. She's playing, like, I'm the new girl at school. Like, she doesn't want to floss on everyone. She doesn't want to flex on them. She just wants to just, like, you know, be chill and pretend like she doesn't care, but she wants to be lit and seen. She doesn't want to show that yet.
Oh, we forgot to mention that when they're at New Year's Eve, they exchange phone numbers and names, but that's it, because he turns to ask her a question and she's gone.
Yeah,
and
it's sends him a selfie. She sends him that, like, selfie of herself, and then she's like, oh, okay, cool.
Well, he basically takes out his flip phone and, like, does, like, a butterfly knife thing where he's just, like, flipping the screen around and then hands it to her, and she takes a selfie and then puts her phone number in.
Yeah, and then she runs off and Zeph's talking to himself, and that's what happens.
So then we go to the school and we find out that Troy, Zeph, is the captain of the basketball team. He's leading them literally, quote, to infinity and beyond.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, he totally Buzz Lightyeared the shit out of this school. Okay.
And then we see that Vanessa Hudgens, like we said, transferred. It just so happened to transfer. Like, it's a mid-semester transfer. Like, it's the beginning of... It's not at the beginning of the school year.
Because it was Christmas break, kind of, is what I felt like. So it was, like, Christmas break. She, like, transfers mid-year. She doesn't have a dad. Her mom, like, switched jobs, and she's now in Albuquerque.
Now, what I wrote down here, which I don't remember, even though we just finished watching this movie, I don't know, 20 minutes ago, which I think because it's a thread that's dropped, I wrote down blonde girl, who we find out later is the...
Sharpie.
Yeah. Is so thirsty for Zeph.
Sharpie's very thirsty for Zeph. That's when we see Vanessa Hudgens and Zeph, and they're kind of, like, walking by the sign-up boards to join the musical. And we see Sharpie and incestual
twin...
Ashley Tisdale. Incestual twin boyfriend, friend. And they, like, walk up, and she's like, oh my god, Zeph, you're so hot, whatever.
Then we get to the basketball song.
What's the basketball song?
Get your head in the game.
Yeah, get your head in the game.
I'm thinking what I'm gonna do is, if I can find these songs on YouTube, and I'm almost sure that they're on YouTube.
Yeah, you're probably...
I'm gonna rip the MP3s and I'm gonna lay them under us talking.
So as you're hearing this, you should be able to hear Get Your Head in the Game
under us talking. So I mean, like, here, it's like you're part of the song.
Yeah.
So this is a few years before Zeph and Team Again. So we talked about this a while ago, but the reason we're doing this now is because, going backwards, this is when High School Musical 3 happened. But because we never saw any of them, we started with 1 and we're going to 3.
Yeah, I have never seen any of these.
So this is like 3 or 4 years before Zeph and Team Again. But this is not the first time in the movie that he's holding a basketball, but it looks like he's never held a basketball before in his life. He's the captain of the basketball team, and he looks so uncomfortable on the basketball court.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. Later in the movie, it's fine. Here, it's just real weird.
Okay, fair.
But then they have this crazy elaborate dance routine to Get Your Head in the Game. They're having, like,
I don't know what the fuck school has a basketball team that's choreographed
Okay, so here's the big thing.
Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead.
This school, collectively, is so against Zeph and Vanessa Hudgens singing that they want them to do their other things. Yeah. However, everyone in the school sings and dances all the time.
Yeah. They're constantly in a... They're literally in a High School Musical at all times, but at the same time, they're super anti-Zeph and Vanessa Vagina Hudgens from being a thing.
It's like they're saying, this is our thing. You guys have your one thing, which is basketball and decathlon, academic decathlon.
I don't know what decathlon should be. Decathlon sounds like things that you need to do actively, and she's just like mixing shit together in a chemistry lab.
Well, so okay. it's 10 different, like, I guess either sciencey things or just educational things, like writing formulas or mixing things or whatever. I don't know.
Okay. That's...
We'll get to that later, but I also don't understand it. So
I did a lot of lame
actually...
shit in high school. I never did a science decathlon, but okay.
Went to the wrong high school. That's what happened.
Yeah. My high school wasn't choreographed enough for me to do a decathlon.
We then... we go to the classroom that Vanessa Hudgens is in. And
no, we get to the first classroom that they're together. They don't even know that they're in the same class.
They're in homeroom together.
Yeah, they're in homeroom together.
And they're in this class for a minute. Like, they sit down.
They're in drama classroom.
Well, I think that's just a drama teacher, but it's their homeroom.
It's their homeroom, yeah. So they're in there for, like, 35 seconds.
They're in there long enough for everyone in class to lose their cell phone and everyone to get detention.
Yeah, everyone got detention.
And that's it.
Because everybody got texted in the first 13 seconds
Well, no, that's what's weird, is that what happens, I think, is he calls her for some reason.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does.
I didn't think that was it.
Because everybody's looking at their phone like, is that me? And nobody's phone's ringing except for her. But I also don't know why he called her. I think it's just because he's like, that can't be the girl I just met. Let me call her to see. And then her phone rings.
I mean, that's a possibility. I didn't see that happening. I thought they were just all getting mad texts of Vagina Hudgens' nudes and they were stoked.
Maybe. I think we gotta tame that back. But whatever. I'm not gonna censor you.
Don't censor me, bro.
So we then go to another class that she's in, and this is when we get a real sense that she's a brainiac, because the teacher is writing formulas on the board, and I wrote down a quote, 16 over pi, that's quite impossible, because the teacher writes 32 over pi, which, okay, so this is all insane.
Okay,
the teacher writes 32 over pi, and Vanessa Hudgens says, I think that should be 16 over pi. And the teacher says, 16 over pi, that's quite impossible. And then there's, like, the smallest pause ever, and she's
actually, I stand corrected. Sharpies tapping her fingers on the desk. Go ahead.
I don't know what the formula was for, because it was, like, 32 pi equals sigma something.
I am a trained chemist, and I didn't know what the fuck they were talking about.
She does get called an Einsteinite.
An Einsteinite.
Or Einsteinette, excuse me.
Einsteinette, okay.
Which is, like, I guess a female Einstein?
Yeah,
just
that makes
her
sense.
Just call her Einstein.
Yeah.
You don't have to be so sexist about it.
Yeah, dude, whatever the fuck. You let her live.
This movie does one thing that we get the first time here that it does a few times, which is kind of amazing every time it does it. We get these lower thirds, like the text on the bottom of the screen. And here we get detention Darbus style.
Oh, yeah. We get these hints of where they are, but they're, like, kind of, they're not real. They're kind of funny, like, comical. Yeah, I get it.
It's kind of great, though. I love it.
Yeah, they were fun. I liked it. It was a nice touch. It made it more interesting.
It could have used more of that, honestly.
Yeah, I could have seen a lot more. Like, every scene could have had one of these that was just a joke. I mean, like, you and I could have written a lot funnier descriptions of what the scenes were going to be than what they put on the screen, but yeah.
Well, we are going to get to a little bit of a game later, and it's going to tie in. It's a new game that we're going to play later,
which ties into that.
Yes.
What was that? Okay, good.
It was requested. We'll get to it.
Okay, good.
The detention that they're in, Darvis-style detention, she's the drama teacher, and so detention, I guess, is just them, like, preparing for the musicale, which is a musical, but they call it the musicale.
Musicale, yeah. She likes to have musicales, and that's what we're going to do here. We're only going to refer to this as the musicale from here on out.
Because that's all that they do.
Yeah.
It's
she
weird.
Does. Not everybody else, but just her refers to it
it's
as
a little
a
bit of a flair that she puts on it.
Yeah, they're just like the wrong inflection on the wrong syllable.
But what's also super, super weird about this school is that everyone in class, and this is going to come back in a big way later, everyone in this school has a free period. And it feels like it's all at the same time.
Yeah. They all have the fucking same free period. Like, everybody in the basketball team just has a free period. Like, second period, they go to class, free period, they're all supposed to be practicing.
I never had a free period in high school, ever. And the fact that this entire school, yeah, the entire school has the same free period, like, that sort of defeats the purpose of a free period, I feel like.
No, I definitely have free periods. They're obviously not with your friends. That's how it works. You're supposed to not have a free period with your friends. You're supposed to have a free period when nobody else likes you, and then you sit there and do nothing and talk quietly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Instead of having a free period, it's like mandatory basketball practice.
Yeah!
Or
like
it's
midday, like two-a-day basketball practice. Okay.
And what we did not mention yet is that, which I don't think we know until later, Troy's dad is also the coach of the basketball team.
Yeah, I didn't catch this until much later.
And, more importantly, he was a champion at the school in 1981, 25 years earlier.
What the fuck does it mean to be a high school basketball champion?
They won a championship.
For what?
Like at the end of this movie, spoiler alert, they win the championship.
For what? Like, how do you win a high school championship? What does that even mean?
Well, you like play against other high schools like in your division or whatever, and then you probably play against other schools a little bit further away. And if you're deemed the best basketball team in your, I guess, sort of like skill bracket, kind of, you get a trophy. You win a trophy. You win a championship.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. I guess we had the same thing. We had like state championships. Okay. That makes sense.
And so it really sets up this kind of unspoken pressure from Zeph's dad because he's this former high school champion.
Do you not wish that this was Matthew Perry in this movie? I mean, I know we just watched Zeph and Teen again, but do you not wish that Matthew Perry
would
have been the
great
dad?
Right? Sure.
Yeah, I wish he would have been the dad in this movie. I think that Matthew Perry could have carried on the Zeph and Teen again basketball.
I would be okay with any of the male friends because, I mean, we're looking for more friends connections.
Ross. It could have been Ross.
Or Joey, either one.
Or Joey, yeah. He could. Yeah, this would have been great. Okay.
And so his dad is this former champion, and he's the coach of the basketball team, and his son is the star, his son is the captain, because we find out later that he was the only sophomore, I guess, in school history to ever start on varsity, and so because of that, they voted him a captain as a junior, which is when this movie is. And
Zeph or his dad?
Zeph.
Okay, Zeph was.
And so there's this whole pressure for Zeph to be the savior, except at this time in the movie, he's thinking he might want to do the musical, and they're out back shooting hoops, him and his dad, and he's basically just doing the same
just
move over and over
shots,
again.
Though. He's just draining shots, like, just fucking net. He's net. He's just killing it.
He's doing the back to his dad, and then sort of, like, shimmy shake, and then, like, go one way or the other and just, like, turn around, swish. Zeph wants his dad to ask what his friends should think about him trying something new, and at this point, it feels like his dad should ask, are you gay? Because it seems like that's the conversation that's happening.
There's 45 times in this movie where you should ask a child if they're gay or not. And I mean, like, there's
it's never
no
asked.
Offense to that. And, like, I wish that they would explore their options, use whatever bathroom they want to. That's fine with me. I'm just saying, like, there's many times in this movie where there is a young man that is confused about his sexuality, and I just want somebody to be like, are you okay? Do what you want.
I have trivia about that. We will get into that later.
Okay, cool.
He doesn't tell his dad what he wants to do, I don't think, but he's basically saying, hey, I want to try this new thing, and I think his dad's pretty much like, yeah, go ahead. But I don't think his dad realizes how
that,
directly
yeah,
it's going
it
to conflict
like,
with his
I'm
basketball.
It means, like, I'm going to shit on the basketball team and just go dance and sing.
Because the next day at school, their free period, that's when the musicale tryouts are.
Yeah.
And Zeph is doing this, like, spy thriller, sneaking around, like, hiding, like,
yeah,
casually
totally
leaning against walls.
Splinter Cell, Jason Bourne type, pushing the cart with the brooms in it. Yeah.
And they had sign-ups for the auditions, or the tryouts, and the only people who signed up to do the leads were
Sharpie
and
her
probably gay brother.
Yeah, her incestual twin brother.
Yes. They both audition, and it's fine, because they're like, let's show them how it's really done. And then as they're leaving, or as Darbus is leaving, they
Who's
start...
Darbus?
She's the drama teacher.
Okay.
Which, okay, before we get to that, actually, but I want to go back to Sharpie's musical performance. They're the best because, A, everybody else who's singing is terrible at singing, but B, they have this, like, whole, like, produced backing track.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, I obviously know that's part of the movie. Like, they're supposed... They're gonna, like, they're the ones we care about.
Yeah.
Like, this is a song that you want to put on the soundtrack, but, like, they, of course, sound better because, like, they're back. They're produced.
Yeah, they have, like, a whole dance routine. Like, they're everything. So, like, yeah, Sharpie and her incestual brother, they, like, have, like, a whole dance routine, and they're singing very intently. And, like, yeah, it's, like, a weird, creepy type of incestual relationship.
They sing, and they're good, I guess, right? And then
yeah, they sound good. I agree.
In the audience, Zeph and Vanessa Hudgens are watching, but they're not singing. They're just there sort of shy a little bit. They're a little
way
bit
in
nervous.
The back. Yep. Way, way in the back. Like, they're trying to stay out of it, but they know that they want to be in the creepy sign-ups for incestual twin sign-ups.
Yeah, absolutely. The sign-ups, the tryouts end, and the teacher's like, oh, well, I guess that's it.
Time's over. Dude, she's, like, really strict on fucking
time.
She's
a real stickler for time.
Stickler for time. She's like, it's fucking over, we're done. But she's actually not a stickler for time.
Well, she kind of is, because she leaves, but then Vanessa Hudgens goes up and sort of starts... I wrote that she's going ham on the pianist. I don't remember what that means.
The pianist, like, didn't want to play, and then Vanessa Hudgens just starts singing, and the pianist is, like, killing it. Like, the girl with the hat, the creepy girl with the hat, she's, like, she's killing it on the piano.
Yep.
And then Vanessa Hudgens is singing, and then Zeph runs down, he starts singing.
Zeph says, I'll sing with her, and he shouts from the back, and so they go up there, and they sing... And Vanessa Hudgens asks him, where is your sports posse, or whatever it's called? And he says,
sports posse.
Team? And he's drawing comparisons between playwriters and playmakers. And he's like, you know, you're like a playmaker for the
school.
Yeah,
he points to the pianist, and he's like, yo, you're like a playmaker for the musicale.
And I guess this inspires the pianist, because she's like, her name is Kelsey. And she says, do you want to know what it's supposed to sound like? And she starts playing a few notes, and then suddenly, they know exactly what the song's supposed to sound like.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
because they both kill it singing.
Of course. They just crush.
And the teacher, Darbus, sort of pops in at the end, and she's just like, you guys get a callback. And Sharpie's like, say what?
Sharpie's all pissed off. Her and her incestual brother are not having it.
And this is sort of the beginning of the big shakeup at this school, because this is when we get the songs.
This is it. This is the inspiring. This is the whole. I honestly think that this is the climax of the movie. This is when everybody at the school realizes that you can do whatever the fuck you want. You know, like, they're all like, oh man, we're just gonna. I'm just a basketball player. I'm just a singer. I'm just the incestual brother. I just send vagina pics. And everybody just doesn't know their lane, and then they sing the Stay in Your Lane song, which I forget what it's
Stick
called.
Stick to the status quo.
Stick to the status quo. So they sing this Stay in Your Lane song, but everybody's trying to tell you that I want to do other shit. And, like, the one kid wants to bake, and the other kid, and Zeph wants to sing, and everybody, and they're like, no, we can't do this. We're only 14. We can't do other things. But, yeah.
I was just so glad that Zeph singing one song in private was enough for the entire school to unearth their deepest, darkest secrets about who they really are. Just because he's the captain of the basketball team, he's Mr. Popularity, the fact that he sang one song in front of four people, they're all like, oh, let's all talk about what we
are. First of all, one, in high school, shit spreads really quick, right?
True.
Two, Zeph is fly as fuck, and he can do whatever he wants.
There's a quote that I wrote down, suddenly, people think they can do other stuff. Stuff that's not their stuff. And this reminds me kind of the Lorax in ways. Because
what?
It feels like this song feels like it belongs in either like a Pixar movie or a Dr. Seuss movie. It fits with this movie, but it's also got this tone of like, we're teaching you a lesson here that doesn't seem to be prevalent in the other songs in this movie.
They wanted you to learn a lesson, but it's not the best lesson because we have, like, you know, 16 more songs to go through at this point.
And there's just so much pressure on Zeph in all things that, like, he knows that people only love him if they win. If they don't win, like, if he leaves his lane, if he doesn't stay in his lane, and he goes to, you know, sing in the musical, and because of that their basketball team doesn't win, people just aren't going to care. And it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, but like, so we get there, and, like, he also wants to be sciencey. He likes being sciencey. He wants to, like, you know, do other things. So it sucks that they only want him to, like, win the basketball game for him. But at the same time, like, he doesn't want to do that. So I feel it. That's cool.
He says, sometimes I don't want to be the basketball guy. I just want to be a guy. Which I get. I mean, like, it makes sense.
Same. I've definitely thought that about myself before.
Do you think that this movie, like, the point of this movie is to show sort of insecure middle schoolers and high schoolers, like, hey, even the most popular kids in school aren't so confident in themselves?
I think that's absolutely the point of this song and the movie. I think that it's supposed to be that, like, if you are a middle schooler, high schooler, that you can do whatever you want, and that you shouldn't feel self-confident about yourself, and that
self-conscious. You should feel self-confident.
Yeah. You should feel self-confident. You shouldn't feel self-conscious about whatever you choose to do. Like, if you want to bake like the gay black kid, you can do that. If you want to fuck your sister like the ancestral twin, you can do that. Send vagina pictures like Vagina Hudgens, you can do that. You can do whatever you want. That's what you need to do. Stay in your own lane, but at the same time, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Especially if you have deep conversations on a greenhouse on the roof of the school.
He takes Vagina Hudgens upstairs and shows her the greenhouse that he's like. Dude, Zeph is so sensual in this movie. This is probably the most sensual we've ever seen Zeph.
Probably.
Like, he is, this is a definitely basketball star.
Yep.
He's also a musical nerd.
Yep.
And he also loves greenhouses.
Yeah.
He has, like, a secret spot in the school that he, like, goes to hang out in, and he loves this greenhouse. And he takes Vagina Hudgens up there and shows her that this is my secret greenhouse spot. And, yeah, she loves it.
This scene reminds me so much of The Room. Tommy Wiseau's The Room.
What?
Because okay. The sky is so blue behind them. It's a blue we haven't seen since Charlie St. Cloud, where every scene was his blue eyes in front of a blue sky.
The bluest eyes you've ever seen. His eyes are more blue in that movie than you've ever seen.
But in The Room, there are scenes that just take place on a roof for no reason. There's no reason for this to take place on the roof. It's just his special scene, or like the special place, or whatever. It just reminded me of The Room in that way.
Are there mountains in Albuquerque?
Probably. I don't think so,
but there was a nice mountain landscape. That looked way more like California to me than it looked like Albuquerque. I mean, like, I've never been to Albuquerque, but I've been to California, and it looked like California to me.
Well, all of the American Southwest kind of looks the same. Like, Arizona and New Mexico both have, like, beautiful deserts and beautiful mountains and sort of everything in between. Like, it's all Southern California-ish.
I guess. Okay.
Zeph does tell Vanessa Hudgens, just call me Freaky Callback Boy.
Oh, yeah, Freaky Callback Boy.
He's got some real weird names. Like, so we talked about, especially early in Zack Attack, when we were doing the more recent movies like Waif, like Neighbors 2, like Dirty Grandpa, we had these, like, really great ways of people describing him.
Yes.
Like, you know, yeah, it looks like something that two gay dudes...
His arms look like two dicks.
Yeah, or,
like...
he looks like what two gay dudes came up with in a laboratory or whatever. In this, he's got, like, so many nicknames that are all just so weird. Like, he's got Freaky Callback Boy. A little bit later, he's called Lunkhead Basketball Man.
Wait, what was that?
Lunkhead Basketball Man.
Interesting. Okay, that's an interesting one.
It's just weird.
Yeah, I mean, like, you need to call him something, and, like, he wasn't sexualized enough yet because he's too young, so they have to call him, like, something weird. Makes sense.
And so this scene on the roof in the greenhouse basically seals the deal. Zeph's like, doesn't say, like, I'm going to give up basketball, but, like, I'm not going to compromise the musical so that I can, you know, like, I want to do this. This is what I want to do.
Yeah.
And then the two of them go, because he misses practice. He misses mandatory free period practice because he tries out. And so they go to the gym. He's in his uniform and just sort of shooting around.
He's fucking up, right? Oh, wait, no. Is this the one that he goes and he, like, shows up and his dad's there and he shows up late?
Yeah, but this is before his dad shows up. He's there with Vanessa Hudgens, with Gabriella.
Hudgens. Yeah.
She takes the ball from him and she makes a basket. And he
says,
she's
just dropping shit, by the way.
She says, don't tell me you're good at hoops, too. And she says, yeah, one day I scored 41 points in the state championship game. Then she, like, kind of winks, and she's like, the same day I invented the space shuttle and microwave popcorn. And he's like, oh, you got me.
Yeah.
But then he says that, you know...
Great joke, Vagina Hudgens.
By the way, I missed practice, so if I get kicked off the team, it should be on your conscience.
Yeah.
And that's when his dad comes in. And I think this is the only reason that his dad is the coach, because, like, it has to add this other level of tension. Because other than that, it doesn't really necessarily make sense that it has to be the same person.
Yeah.
Other than it just being concise storytelling. But it's this weird, like, hey, this is a girl that I'm not dating, but, like, might date soon. Like, I'm going to be doing something with her.
What does he say? He says something weird about her to his dad. What does he say?
He says, that girl is named Gabriella. She's very nice.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's exactly how I'd describe her.
And then the dad basically starts screaming at him and kicks her out. He says to her, you know, it's school rules that, like, during practice, only the team can be in here.
Yeah.
And Zeph's standing up for her, and he's like, it's just me. He's like, yeah, but you're still on the team, and like you're part of the team, and that means practice is still going on. Then we cut outside the gym, and the entire basketball team is standing outside the gym listening to them argue, which is so awkward.
Yeah, yeah, they're all just, like, chilling there, and then, like, Zeph pounds through the door, and he, like, looks at them, and they're all just, like, ears to the door, just, like, waiting for him, yeah.
I have a question for you. Do you think that anybody who made this movie had ever picked up a basketball before in their life?
No. Absolutely not. That's not even, like, a question. I don't think anybody... like, think about it, dude. One, this is a fucking musical.
Yep.
Two, this is a Disney movie.
Yep.
I don't think anybody that wrote, directed, filmed for, recorded, any possible facet of this movie had ever been on the basketball team.
There was another basketball Disney Channel original movie.
Basketball Jones?
No. That's not the first time you made that joke tonight either.
Really?
Somebody else said Basketball Jones.
Rachel did, maybe. Not me. And she's not here, so I stole it. Got her.
There was one called Double Teamed. That's not what it is.
Double Teamed. Was that a Pornhub original or a Disney Channel original?
Oh boy, it's about girls. I mean... I'm looking here now. No, kill some time, because I'm trying to find out what it was.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't know. There's one I'm trying to think about. They played basketball. I feel like basketball was a common theme. The Luck of the Irish, which Rachel was talking about how she loved. There's basketball in that one, too.
Oh,
I think.
Okay. Fair. There was a whole bunch. There was, like, every sport-themed Disney movie. Like, rollerblading, there's surfing, there's fucking hockey, everything you can imagine.
Well, I was going to read the Wikipedia plot summary about Double Teamed, but it's, like, thousands of words, so yeah. I'm good not doing
that.
Skip it!
So, we get to Vagina Hudgens, and she's crying, because she's sad.
So, this is the point in the movie where, like, again, everyone in the school is like, we can't let them get out of their lanes, we need to let Troy play basketball.
Oh yeah, this is when they all plot against them, right? Okay, so like, everybody's like plotting against both of them in this movie.
Even though at the very end of the movie, it's proven that like, they can do everything pretty easily. Even when things are all literally the same time, it's fine.
Yeah, if they schedule four things at the same time, they can still accomplish it.
Also, okay, here's the big thing that I just realized. So when we were watching the movie, I looked over to Rachel at one point and I said, is this all still before the callbacks? And she said, yes. And so there's so much conflict in this movie, basically in the week between their first song and the callback. It's a crazy amount of conflict. Now, here's the other thing.
Also, nothing happens in the movie, so it's like, they're 1 week in school, and they're going for the winter musicale, and they haven't, like, yeah, they haven't done anything yet.
But here's the important thing. The dad and the whole school seemingly doesn't want him to do the musical because it'll interfere with basketball, right?
Yes.
However, the basketball championship, aka the final game, is on the same day as the callback. So that season is never going to overlap.
Yeah, they're never going to overlap. The musical is apparently like 6 weeks later. If they're just having a callback now, by the time they're still painting shit halfway through the movie, you know what I mean? So it's like, they're not anywhere near done with the musical.
It's like, guys, it's going to be fine. But that does not stop them from saying, we need to save our show. I think this is either Darbus or Sharpie, I don't remember who, says, we need to save our show from people who don't know the difference between a Tony Award and Tony Hawk. And I was like, nice.
That was Sharpie for sure.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that was a terrible joke. This movie is full of terrible jokes, but I loved every minute of it.
And in case you didn't realize that this is all just sort of like a modern-day Romeo and Juliet, Zeph shows up to Vanessa Hudgens' house and then goes up to her balcony.
Yeah, I totally forgot about this part. Go ahead. No, he shows up to her house, talks to her mom, says like, oh, tell her I'm sorry. And she's like, okay, doesn't do it when she's like right on the stairs. And then he like runs around, runs through their yard, breaks into their backyard. But okay.
This whole movie is him basically putting his foot in his mouth or getting shut down by other people and then him making up for it only until it happens again.
Yeah.
Because here, this is a scene like, I don't care what my dad says, like, we're in this together. And then the next day at school, he's in the locker room, and they're broadcasting to the science geeks, and he's like,
Yeah, when he's, like, talking mad shit. Before that, though, can we just, like, take a sidestep?
Yep.
I want to get back to the part where Vanessa Hudgens is crying and she's in front of the Zeff poster. Who the fuck in their high school had a billboard-sized poster of their face on the wall? Like, Subway billboard size, 8 foot.
It's kind of amazing. I wish it existed.
I wish that they sold this so that I could have it in my house.
It is so, like, it's a huge, huge,
it's
just like
it's
the,
monstrously big. I've never seen
it's a basketball
that big
team
in my
with,
life.
It's Zeff in the middle, and then there's just a bunch of kids we don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But
well,
it's great.
Troy, and the other, what's the other kid's name? Craig?
Troy is Zeff.
And Craig, or Chris, or Craig?
Token?
Yeah, Token, yeah. Token, what's his name in the movie? I forget.
I already forgot it.
Yeah, same.
High School Musical.
Token.
His name, Chad.
Chad, yeah, Chad. So it's like Chad, Zeff,
couple of the kids,
and the other ones.
But it's so big, and this is the picture we're gonna have on the cageclub.me page for this episode.
Yeah,
that Vanessa Hudgens standing next to it, crying and saying,
it's so minute. She's like,
she's
very
like a half
tiny.
The size. It's yeah. Crazy.
I want to know how much that was probably like $3.5 million of the budget of this $5 million movie.
Making that poster at Kinko's?
Yeah, that's what it was. Because it's monstrous. Like, they had to pay a fuck ton for this poster.
But this is the point where he, like, really, like, this is the most offensive thing he says, which is, in the grand scheme of things, not that bad, but he says about Vanessa Hudgens, she's just someone I met.
Oh.
And then that's when she hears him, and she's like, oh no, and she's devastated. And now he's being celebrated because his whole team and the whole school is like,
fuck
to basketball.
Fuck that girl, yeah.
But not literally, like figuratively, like get rid of her.
Well, I mean, I hope they're trained that he would actually fuck Vanessa Hudgens, but okay, cool.
That's when she sings in front of the poster.
Yeah.
And I wrote down that in this world, no one is happy. Because...
Yeah! Because no one is fucking happy in this high school, you're right.
Everyone either wants to do something that they're not, or is so concerned with like making sure other people do the right thing, not the wrong thing. Then what's weird is that everybody's then suddenly trying to get them back together. Like, it's so hot and cold. Like, everybody's just like causing problems and like, oh no, we need to fix those problems.
Yeah, this is a weird high school. I mean, like, nobody just wants to just fucking, where are the stoner kids in this? Oh, we saw them in like the beginning part. But like, there should be like a large group of stoner kids that just like, just don't give a fuck and they're just like doing whatever they want. I guess maybe that doesn't exist in this high school.
So this is after they get back together. This is after he Romeo and Juliet starts, and he goes up to her balcony.
Yeah, go
and
to the balcony, we
warming,
talk to her.
They're practicing at school, and this is when the twins walk by, or at least the guy twin, and he, like, lays down on the floor because he tries
no,
to hear
them. No, they were each practicing in their own bathrooms. There was, like, one in the guy's bathroom, one in the girl's bathroom. No. Any gender you like bathrooms, by the way. Okay, but fine.
Very not ahead of its time.
No.
The twins both hear them, and they meet up, and they say, whoa, they sound good. And then Sharpie says, we have to do something.
Yeah.
And that's when they sort of concoct this plan to change callbacks to be the same time and the same date
as
the
decathlon
and the basketball championship.
Yeah, and the basketball championship.
And this is the weirdest thing about this movie. Maybe it's one of the weirdest things, is that they convince Miss Darvis to change the date because it's in the best interest of the drama club, because they're co-captains or co-presidents or whatever of the drama club. Shouldn't the teacher want as many people to audition? It's not like there's a long list of callbacks.
The whole point of the fucking movie is that she's, like, bitching that, like, nobody wants to be in drama club or, like, nobody wants to audition.
It's her own fault.
Yeah, it's her own fault, man. If she's gonna fuck with all the times and shit, maybe this is part of her problem.
It very well may be.
So she's, like, pissed off that... So she changes it. She changes it, right? She changes it so it's the same time as the basketball game, same time as the decathlon.
But like I was saying, like, it's not a whole lot of callbacks. It's literally the twins, and then it's them. And then there's maybe callbacks for other parts, but, like, the main thing, the only thing that we've seen people sing about, there's two. So, like, why would you move it to a time where the other couple couldn't do... Like, it's just
crazy.
Yeah,
yeah, it's just shitty. It is. But... Okay, so she does this, and that's lame, whatever. First, who the fuck... When I was in high school, and you did whatever you were doing, like, other teachers would consider this, you know what I mean? Like, if you were, like, an overachiever, like, they would be like, oh, cool, like, you have this at this time, cool, just come later, you know what I mean? Like, they were, like, very like,
right,
okay with you doing other things. You know what I mean? Like, if you're, like, an over... Like, these aren't, like, fuck-ups that are, like, missing detention or something like that. These are, like, kids that are, like, trying really hard to do, like, a million things. So you think they'd be, like, acceptive of this.
It's the captain of the basketball team, and it's the star decathlete. Like, it's
Yeah, like, who the fuck is pissed off at these kids? Okay. Apparently, you know, Jarvis. Like, yeah. Jarvis. Okay.
And so we get another lower third that says game day, callback day, scholastic decathlon day, and then in all capital letters, help!
Yeah.
Which is great.
Help! Yeah.
And this is when we get what we mentioned earlier, finally get shirtless Zeph. But he's so skinny.
Yes. Like, he is so tiny. Like, compared to neighbor Zeph, compared to fucking every other Zeph that we've ever seen. Like, this is pre-workout Zeph. Like, he is, like, small boy Zeph in this one.
This is probably before, like, performance-enhancing drug Zeph, because, like, since the last time that we recorded Zack Attack, I've seen the Baywatch trailer before other movies probably three or four times.
Oh,
and he's just, like,
ripped.
Yes.
He's huge. Yeah, so, I mean, like, pre-testosterone Zeph comes out, and he's, like, a small little boy in this one.
And so, he's in the locker room, just sort of sad, I guess, because he wants to be doing callbacks. He doesn't know how he's going to do both, but at least in his mind, he's like, I'm committed to the basketball team, I'm going to do this.
I'm going to at least win the championship.
And I don't really know, I don't get a sense of, like, how much he and Vanessa Hudgens, I feel like Vanessa Hudgens knows more about the plan than he does.
No, I think they both know about the plan.
You think so?
Yeah. I think that they knew. They, like, they plotted together.
Because she
They,
knows...
like, romanticed Romeo and Julietted on the stoop together.
True.
About this.
Because she goes first in the decathlon, and then they, like, mix together some, like, concoction that's going to start smoking. They get chased out of there. So she's free. And then as soon as she's free, they have her friend who recruited her to this thing. Basically, she's a high school hacker, and she says, let me send the code to the gymnasium.
Yeah.
And they send the code to the scoreboard, and the scoreboard malfunctions, and then all the power
goes
out.
Stops the game, the power goes out, and they let the whole basketball team leave,
but, like,
by the way.
This is why I don't know that he necessarily knew. Somebody has to be like, yeah, get out of here. And
he's
like, oh, yeah,
he knows. I thought he knew.
Well, because the whole basketball team follows him then. So I guess they probably
That's
did
what
all
I mean.
Know.
They were in on it. I feel like they're in on it.
So while they're doing all of this, the twins are doing Bop to the Top. And they're so dressed up for no reason.
By the way, how many fucking hats do they wear in this movie?
9. That's a piece of IMDb trivia.
Really?
In 9 hats.
Each of them are 9 hats total.
Just him.
Just him. He wears 9 different hats?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Sorry to ruin that piece of trivia.
No. I'm glad you asked that question.
Hats. Okay, go ahead.
When I found that answer, I was like, oh, this is information that I want to have.
Okay, good.
It was wonderful. So they're so dressed up. This is the hat. This
Bop
is the best.
The top.
This is the best hat he's wearing in the movie.
Is it the green, like, sparkly one?
No, this is the tall. I think it's the tall, like, black
no,
and blue.
I don't
and
think it's that one. I don't think it's that one. He's wearing that one, like, at the game or something. I think it's the green sparkly one.
Oh, this might
okay,
be
good.
Which is another solid hat.
Yeah, they're both solid hats.
What's weird about this part of the movie, and maybe just because this isn't necessarily the most talented of film editors or film directors. But there's basically 3 different things going on. There's the basketball game, they're singing Bop to the Top, and she's doing the decathlon.
Yeah.
And they're cutting back and forth between the 3, but it's cut in a way that's like, there's no tension at all. Like,
yeah.
I feel like that could have been done better and be like, oh, this is like, it's all, like, it all feels like they're all separate and slow and not at the same time. It's a little off.
Yeah, they could have rushed it a little bit. I think it just needs some dramatic music in the background. That wasn't Bop to the Top.
Although Bop to the Top is pretty good. We do learn some Spanish because of Bop to the Top.
I don't remember any of it. Okay,
it's fine. They both show up to the auditorium just as Darvis is like, well, I guess the other ones didn't show up.
Yeah,
I guess
again,
the parts.
This fucker's on time all the time. She is constantly bitching about time, but go, okay.
I wrote down, sometimes you have to break the rules, Miss Darvis.
I don't know who said that, but okay.
No one, I did. That was my note.
Oh, okay.
It just so happens that his jersey matches her lab coat. Like, they're perfectly, even though they came from different things, they're both in this white and red, and it's like they meant to be together.
Wildcats forever, duh.
And they start singing, She takes off the lab coat. She's in some fancy dress or something underneath. He's moonwalking a bit, which I know you didn't see because you were making cookies at the time.
Okay, good.
He's doing this little, like, Michael Jackson, like, little moonwalking. It's kind of great. It's kind of amazing.
Okay.
And then after they finish, the audience erupts in what I wrote was rightful applause.
Well, now, at this point, the whole basketball team's there. The whole decathlon team's there. Everybody else in the school is in, like, the one. Yeah, they all just, like, left everything they were doing. Because apparently you don't have to be in free period unless you're just watching the fucking...
Well, I feel like this is probably after school.
No. Because they're in the middle of the basketball game.
Yeah, but the basketball game's not going to be the middle.
No, by the way, I vividly remember that callback tryouts were at 3:30.
Yes, it's after school.
Okay, fair.
So, yeah, that was, yeah, Friday 3:30. I do remember that.
Okay.
And so they erupt in applause. You're like, yeah, this is the kiss moment. And then he just kisses her on the cheek. It's like,
yeah, dude,
come on,
she feigns him out so many times. Dude, she dips on him so many times.
I think this is him. I don't think this is her. I think she wants that kiss.
I don't know.
Because later in the movie, they're about to kiss, and then they get interrupted when they're in the basketball, after the basketball game finishes.
Yeah, they almost kiss 50 times in this movie, but okay.
And so they kiss on the cheek here, then we're suddenly back in the basketball game, there's 15 seconds left, Zeph steals the ball.
Sinks it,
wins the game.
Yeah.
His dad, there's no trophy presentation, his dad just goes and takes the trophy from the coach's table or from the referee's table or whatever,
yeah,
and just hands it to Zeph. They lift Zeph up in the air, and it's wonderful. This is championship. They won it all. High School Musical.
They won it all.
Wins.
He's done everything. He's got the part. He's fucking Vanessa Hudgens. Like, everything good is happening. And then, all of a sudden, musical dance number.
Well, because they almost kiss, but then Token comes in. He just said something.
Yeah, I love that you're calling him Token. Thank you.
Oh, and then what's weird is that they give the piano player, they give Kelsey the game ball.
Yeah,
she's the real
the
playmaker.
She's the playmaker. Yeah, that's right. Throwback. She's the playmaker of the movie. Yeah.
And then once again, we get the big final dance number here. For a school that hates singing and dancing, or hates, like, wants to make sure that Zeph
never
sings and dances.
They're trying
dance.
To ruin all musical theater in this school. They're just trying to crush every hopes and dreams of musical
theater.
This would
be like if Footloose, that's the one about where they outlaw dancing, right?
I have no idea.
I think
I don't watch any music.
It would be like if the church that outlaws dancing in Footloose also loved dancing. It's like, you guys can't dance, but we're gonna dance with you.
Yeah, okay. I get it. Okay.
And everybody's here, and suddenly everybody's best friends, like Ashley Tisdale,
yeah,
is like arm
like
in arm
super
with
friendly.
Zeph.
Yeah, dude, like, she's like, oh, you beat me in fucking musical theater. That was my whole dream. I've been in 17 of them, 17 of them. But at the same time, like, you can have it now. Cool, I'm not pissed about the part. What high school girls wouldn't be upset about this? But okay.
I don't know. But then the baker, the guy who said he wants to bake, gives her cookies. And at the end of the movie, we get a Marvel Cinematic Universe post-credits tag, and she's like, give me more cookies, and she, like, runs at him, and that's, like, how the movie, it's crazy.
Yeah, that was the end of the movie. That's all I have to say about that.
Oh,
big musical
boy.
Dance number. Dude, I'm just fucking amped to see if he actually kisses Vagina Hudgens in the next one.
He's got to.
Yeah, that's gonna be, like, the whole play of the next movie, is, like, if they're gonna kiss or not. Because they had 16 times a kiss in this one, and they didn't do it, so.
I wish Rachel was here for the recording, because I feel like we were very negative about the movie. I enjoyed the movie way more than I thought I was going to.
Dude, I enjoyed the movie. Like, I just wanted to laugh about it, but the movie was enjoyable. I hate musicals. I hate kids' movies. I hate Disney movies. And I like this one. This was a great one. To me, I like...
Well, you like Zeph.
Zeph with the Bieber haircut, man. Like, I was sold at the beginning, you know what I mean? So, like, this was great. I enjoyed it. I was a happy kid watching this one.
So I've got a bunch of trivia, and then we got all our games to play.
Okay, cool. We have a lot of games to play. We have, you know, dick pics to show you, so.
So we've got Matthew Underwood from Zoe 101, which I do not know, was offered
the
role.
Oh, Zoe 101 is the another Disney Channel show. My sister used to watch it.
He was offered the role of Troy, but because of his contract to Nickelodeon, he was forced to decline the role.
Ooh, interesting.
Pretty scandalous.
Yeah.
Then there is another note that said Disney executives and producers wanted this girl Cassie Steele to play Gabriella after seeing her in the Disney Channel original movie Full Court Miracle, which sounds like another basketball movie. She was cast, but because the fifth season of Degrassi conflicted with their shooting schedule, she had to drop out. So the original version of this movie had neither Zeph nor Vanessa Hudgens.
That's really interesting. I want to know what this girl Cassie Steele looks like. Can you spell her name for me?
CassieStele.
I want to see what she looks like.
She's probably cute. I'm guessing she's a cute blonde.
Oh, dude, she's not a cute blonde. She has a lot of booty pics.
Interesting.
Yeah, she is like, she kind of looks like a sluttier Vanessa Hudgens.
Oh.
Yeah, check this out.
Oh.
Whoa, yeah. You see what I'm saying?
She kind of looks like a more Latina Vanessa Hudgens.
Yes, she does. She definitely has some more Spanish in her, but this would have been a really interesting... I don't know what they were going for with, like, the... Maybe they had, like, a Spanish theme that they wanted to play. Yeah.
So okay. The guy who played out of all the hats, the boy twin, originally auditioned to play Troy.
Oh. Yeah, he wouldn't have worked.
I don't think so either. So, you know... Do you remember in Zephantine again, there was the school bully... That he does like a dressing down in the cafeteria, and he's like, he's got the basketball. He's just like, you got a little dick, you know, you're nothing, all this different stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
That was Hunter Parrish from Weeds.
The boyfriend, yeah.
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 He originally auditioned for the role of Troy as well.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Right?
So he beat him out twice. Good job, Zeph.
There was something that I saw. Somebody wanted to be, I'm pretty sure they wanted to be the role. Of the boy twin, but they saw the boy twin try after that, and they said that they couldn't shake it as much as that boy twin, so they went to a different role instead.
Literally shake it.
That's what the word was.
Okay.
Ashley Tisdale.
Yes.
Sharpie. Originally auditioned for the role of Gabriella, the Vanessa Hudgens role.
Oh, okay. I don't know why they picked Vanessa Hudgens over her, because Vanessa Hudgens was nothing at this time, but Ashley Tisdale was in, like, a lot of Disney stuff, so, like, she would have been the safer pick, honestly.
Hey, it worked out, I think, right?
No, I think it worked out, but I'm just saying, like... Disney production wise, I can see that they should have picked Ashley Tisdale over her, but okay, yeah.
Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens were dating both on and off the screen, even though I don't think they were really dating on screen until the very, very end, I think. And even then, they're not really dating. They're just sort of together.
They were just, like, not kissing a lot.
There was a duet between the coach and Miss Darbus that was planned but never filmed, and I really want that so bad.
Oh, God, I wish I would have seen that. It sounds awesome.
So we've seen this a lot, like, for Charlie St. Cloud, Zeph learned how to boat.
Okay.
Zeph did 3 hours of basketball practice each day because he had to be the captain of the basketball team.
He's a method actor. I just didn't think we knew that yet.
Very much so.
He's a method actor, and that we just didn't respect it or know it.
So according to Corbin Blue, who I think is the boy twin. No, that's not. Corbin Blue is Chad Token.
Okay.
He says that every time all of the main actors get together, they talk about a reunion. And he said it's not a matter of if, but when. Which I don't think is going to happen because Zac Efron is way too big.
I want to see a millennial musical.
So apparently last year they had a reunion, like a 10-year reunion of this, I think, or a 10-year anniversary or whatever.
Yeah, some pictures or something, right? Like on like social media, like they were like together.
And Zeph didn't show up because he was promoting Dirty Grandpa, but he sent in a video or something like that. But I feel like Zeph is just way too big for like the rest of these people.
Yeah, but dude, I think that they could do a millennial reunion, like millennial musical, and they would just like kill it. You know what I mean? Like if they could come back, this is one of these things that we need another 5 years for them to go out, and then they would just like make like girls get so excited for them to come back and do millennial musical and have it happen again. You know?
Oh, like the Zeph thing. The cast had 2 weeks. Of intense dance rehearsals before filming began.
Okay.
This was the Disney Channel's most successful movie to this point. They had 7.7 million viewers for the premiere, which is a lot.
This is what Rachel was saying. Rachel was saying that she watched the premiere live with her friend, her best friend, at her best friend's house, and they were, like, super stoked on it. And I don't know how the fuck you promote a movie that you wouldn't know anything about.
This was one of the first films to be offered for sale at the iTunes store.
Oh, interesting. That's a good fact.
Now, I've got 3 big facts left.
Okay, go ahead.
Then there's the fourth one's going to kick off.
Kick
so, which one do you want? Do you want something scandalous, something very interesting, or something Disney scandalous first?
Let's increase scandalous scale. So, start with like something interesting and then go Disney scandalous and then scandalous.
Okay.
That's what I want them in.
So, this film had its origins in a 1999 script. I wish this was true.
Okay.
This film had its origins in a 1999 script called Grease 3.
Ooh.
Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake were to star as the children of Danny Zuko and Sandy, from the original film.
This sounds fucking amazing.
The plot was virtually the same as that of High School Musical, but with more similarities to Grease.
Wow.
The character who becomes Sharpie was to be the daughter of Rizzo.
Wow.
Producers wanted to get Christina Aguilera, but she said no.
Wow. This is going to be fire flames, dude. This would be amazing.
Right? Timberlake's NSYNC bandmates were going to have supporting roles.
Damn.
John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John, the stars of the original, were approached for cameo roles.
As, like, the dad and probably, like, Miss Darvis.
Probably.
Go ahead.
Before the script went through a second rewrite, the project was shelved for 5 more years, and then it just became this other thing. But I want that movie.
Same. I think that would be the best version of this movie. I know that it wouldn't have Zeph in it, but, like, that sounds fucking amazing. I'm a big J. Tim fan.
It'd be great.
And Britney Spears. Maybe
if this happens, we're doing Justin Timberlake Club.
Yeah. I think we should go start a GoFundMe to make that movie. We would only need,
how much money would it take? A lot of money.
$200 million at this point.
And that's just to pay people. That's not even, like, to actually make the movie.
Yeah, I know.
It's to get Britney out of her Las Vegas contract. It's to get Justin Timberlake off from whatever he's doing. It's to get Christina Aguilera off The Voice. Like, there's just so many things you have to pay.
Yeah. John Travolta to stop him from being a Scientologist. It would cost way too much money, but okay.
Okay, so the Disney scandalous thing is that Lucas Grabeel, maybe? G-R-A-B-E-E-L, who plays the boy twin, asked about his character's sexuality.
Ooh.
There's a little bit of a spoiler in that in the third movie. It's never confirmed at all, one way or the other. In the third movie...
It's never confirmed. I think it was very confirmed within, like, 3 sentences of this movie, but okay, go ahead.
So in the third movie, he apparently shows some interest in a girl, but he and the director, I believe, the director is Kenny Ortega, said that he should be gay. And they went to Disney, and Disney said, you can't do that in a family film.
Way to go, Disney.
This was 2006. This was not that long ago.
Yeah. Way to go, Disney. No gay children in our films. Put your foot down.
I mean, this is the director.
That's the director?
Yeah.
The director is very gay.
Very gay.
Yeah, okay. That's a nice scarf that he has on there. Okay, cool. You can't do this in a family film, and he throws a scarf over his shoulder. Okay, good.
So the most scandalous thing.
Yeah, there we go.
I don't want you to get upset about this.
Okay, go ahead.
Zeph's singing voice isn't actually Zeph in this movie.
Yeah, that was very obvious. Nobody was actually singing in this movie. Like, not any of the shows.
No, but none of this was him.
I believe it. Yeah, dude. Nobody was singing in this movie. Did you see their lips? But they didn't even
match. But they were recorded. Like, it was all recorded after the fact, but that's all them singing. The thing is that this was the voice of Drew Seeley, who tested for the role of Troy. Seeley sang the entirety of Get Your Head in the Game, the reprise of What I've Been Looking For. Zac Efron only sings the first 4 lines of Start of Something New, the first sentence of Breaking Free, and the scene on the balcony. And the reason for this is because his natural voice was too low for that of a tenor, and the producers wanted a tenor to match the role. But in the sequels, they wrote the music to fit his voice, so in the second and third movie, it's actually him singing. Okay. Like, they're not singing live on camera, they're like lip-syncing to the backing track or whatever.
But it's still not even him in the
backing
track.
But it's
still
not even
him. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Which is scandalous to me.
I get it. They wanted like a younger boy. He was a little bit older. His ball's already dropped. It happens. Okay.
So that's all my notes. That's all the trivia that I have. Do you have anything else in your notes before we get into other stuff or no?
No, just a lot of nonsense that I don't really know what it means that I wrote drunk. But
that's
fair. Yeah, but just like I think we covered the whole movie. It was good. I was happy with this one. I mean, like, I'm excited to see 2 and 3. I want to see how much this devolves into just nonsense.
I hope they go bigger. I'm guessing here, knowing nothing about them. I'm guessing one's going to be better and one's going to be worse than this.
Yeah, I think that 2 is going to have more production value. They're going to invest more in it. And I think 3 is just going to fucking tank it. They're going to jump the shark in 3, and it's going to be terrible.
Okay, so the last note that I have is going to set up our next game. High School Musical was never supposed to be the name of this movie. It was a working title that they just had when they were writing the script, and then no one could come up with a better title for this movie, so they just left it with High School Musical.
It works, man.
So, we had an idea from Jess Collins, who is one of our fans.
Oh, okay. Okay, our only fan.
So this also ties into hate mail.
Yes.
She sent us hate mail this week.
Good.
Please email us at zackattack@kidsclub.me.
Send Joey dick pics, but okay, go ahead.
She sent us a picture. It looks like she drew this, but I don't think she drew this. It's an angry, it looks like an angry bird, but it's a letter. It just says hate mail. And then there's another picture that says, Big Scoop, you fucking suck. And then at the bottom of the email, it says, she's also right. Suggestion, the Joe's Fix movie titles, new Zack Attack job to add to your list of 872 other things you guys do each episode. Yes. So here's the pictures.
Okay, show me the pictures. She might have drawn that. That looks really good.
Maybe.
I think I trust her enough that I believe that she drew it.
So, okay, so if we're not calling this movie High School Musical, what do we want to call it?
Zeph Plays Basketball.
That's terrible. We can't put Zeph in the title of every movie.
Okay, I would want to.
I know you would, but that's why, like, I'm just trying to prevent a future boring thing from happening.
Basketball, dance, drama. I don't even know what are your some ideas? Come on, kick some ideas off of me. Let's just go back and forth here. Let's freeball it.
Basketball decathlon
is a good one.
The Lego movie had Everything is Awesome. Everything's not awesome here because everybody's so upset.
That's a good one. See, you have a leg up on me. You saw this before I did. Okay.
I haven't anything about it though. I'm just gonna be about it right now. I also don't like my two titles. If you have a better, here's another thing. If you have a better title for it, email us at ZackAttackKidsClub.me. We'll read it on the next episode.
We will absolutely read it. We will read.
Well, we won't read on the next episode because we're gonna record two more before this comes out.
But
we'll read it eventually.
On the next one, we will give you all the props on the next one that we have the email in. We will read it. I promise.
I've read verbatim all of our hate mail. So I mean, whatever you send me, I will put on air.
Send it. Fucking, we'll read it. He's like fucking Ron Burgundy over here.
So let's think about more about titles, but we'll come back to that.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so now we need to do the Google autocomplete game.
Okay.
So High School Musical, Zac Efron. We have a bunch. None of them are the normal ones. They're all easier.
They're not the normal ones?
They're all easy. Damn. They're all easy. So I think you're gonna do a good job of guessing these. What are some guesses?
High School Musical.
Zac Efron.
Team.
No. Team.
Yeah, they want to know the name of the team. Wildcats.
Wildcats.
High School Musical. Zac Efron. We said not normal, so not hair.
No, it's nothing about his looks, which is weird.
Really interesting. Age.
Nope.
Fuck. Give me the bottom one and come up, and then I'll guess in.
The bottom one is voiceover.
So they wanted to know about the scandal.
Yep.
Okay, go ahead. Next one.
Zac Efron, Drew Seeley, he's the guy who sang for him.
Oh, so this is just all voiceover scandal stuff. Okay, go ahead.
Zac Efron singing.
Oh, scandal.
Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens.
Oh.
Zac Efron singing voice.
Okay, so scandal again.
Zac Efron basketball.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And the top one is Zac Efron voice.
Yeah, so all these young girls are really pissed off about this scandal.
Pretty much.
Apparently, okay.
Pretty much.
Yeah, interesting.
So, okay, so we had no crying Zeph in this movie. We had shirtless Zeph in this movie.
We saw him shirtless when his dad came into the locker room. He was shirtless, but he was, like, very twiggy, which is hilarious to me, but okay.
So not knowing at all what the second movie is about, how do you think he'll be shirtless in that movie, and do you think he'll cry in that movie?
Obviously, he's gonna cry, because...
You say obviously, but he didn't in this.
Yes. But this is going to be the second one.
Okay.
He and Vanessa Hudgens are going to get into a relationship. She is going to do something, like, that she's going to have to, like, go to a decathlon.
They're going
to
break
up. No, I don't even think they're going to break up. They're just going to have, like, a trouble in their relationship, and he's going to cry.
I'm guessing they break up. This is where it's different. I'm guessing they break up and they get back together, and he cries when they break up.
And what part does he cry at, though?
When they break up.
Okay.
Sad tears, not happy tears.
Fair. Is he going to be shirtless when he breaks up with her?
What would be great is he goes for a shirtless run crying after they break up. Like, he needs to clear his head.
We've already seen that before, but
that's not going
to
happen.
See it again. I would love to see it again, though. Okay.
When will he be shirtless in the second movie? Basketball is too obvious of an answer. Rachel did say this is the summer. So, like, this movie, the first one takes place junior year. She said the second one is the summer between junior and senior year. And then the third movie is senior year, which I think is called High School Musical 3 Senior Year.
Yeah.
So if it's summer... I think there's going to be a pool scene.
I'm going to go kind of with you. I'm going to go that he's at, like, a camp or something. He's on a lake.
Definitely
water. So I'm
going
to go close to it. Definitely water
for
me.
Sure.
And he's going to be, like, at a camp. I think that... Okay, so I'm going to tie this all in together. He goes to camp. Vanessa Hudgens is at decathlon camp. They have, like, a rift in their relationship. He's crying. And then he's playing basketball shirtless because he's all boys... camp, and then he's also in the lake swimming in the all-boys camp, and that's what happens.
Fair enough.
That's what I'm thinking.
I think we only have one other thing to do.
We need to watch a trailer.
Yep, can you bring it up on your computer?
Yes, sir. I can watch it.
Just search High School Musical trailer. I wonder if there was actually ever really a trailer. Ooh, there's a top one.
I I see two here. So which one do we want to watch? Disney Movies on Demand or Neville Boy 1?
We'll do Neville Boy 1 because I like that.
Okay, cool. I like it too.
Two Strangers.
Two Strangers. Brought together. New Year's
this
Eve.
This is very slow. I don't know if this is official or not, because this feels very slow and very weird.
Yeah. We're still in New Year's Eve.
God, she's got... This is such a weird font. Like, it's an old-timey font. This is her playing hoops.
Yeah, okay, so we just skipped ahead with a few obstacles. Yeah, this is definitely fan-made.
She's very nice. All right. Let's search for official.
Okay, this one looks pretty official to me.
56 seconds. All right, this makes more sense. I think time wise.
I think Disney Movies on Demand one is the real one. I think this one's the real one.
Okay.
We'll try this one.
I hope it's the same one.
No. This one looks official.
Oh God.
Okay, they're lip syncing again together. Okay.
This isn't even like a trailer, though. This is just like the middle of a scene. Like, this is so strange.
I don't know if they really had trailers for this or not.
That's what I'm trying to... I don't think they're... Because they were all original movies. Like, they were all just... They'd be commercials.
Yeah, but I would... What? Yeah, this can't be a trailer either.
This is just a scene. Okay, go back and click on that 56-second one at the top.
Okay, we'll watch this one.
This is the last one.
Last one, last chance we get. Yeah, this is it. This is it. We are days away from our biggest game of the year. Okay, biggest game of the year.
This is edited so fast for no reason.
Wow. But when their star Sharpie, Zeph, Zeph, drop it.
He just disappeared.
Why did he disappear out of nowhere?
He didn't in the movie. I can't tell you.
Okay. Sing, Zeph. He'll show the entire school there's something the to sing about.
Oh, man. Sharpie's so mad. Not a singer.
Did you ever think Dad? Maybe I could be both? I feel like...
I feel like this is setting up a movie that's way more depressing than the actual movie is.
Yeah, this Disney one seems pretty sad to me. And there's also a lot more basketball tricks in this one. Wow! Ashley Tisdale, Zac Efron, Vanessa Hudgens, and Lucas Grevio. Yeah, that was the real trailer.
Yep.
Okay.
So if you want to see that one, it's High School Musical 2006 trailer from Daffa Fadila.
Yeah, that looked like a commercial for it. We can link to it or something. But yeah, that one was really, really fast and
for no reason.
Yeah, for no reason. We could have had 2 minutes of what happened and. They just didn't do that.
Do we have any other games to play? I don't have my little notebook that I usually have right in front of me. I don't think we do.
No, I think we went through them all. We did trivia.
We did Google.
We did Google.
Did hate mail.
Hate mail.
Trailer.
We did trailer. I think we're all set for the next one.
Do you have any other ideas for a new title? Because, like, High School Musical is a terrible title, but it also really
it
can't
fits
be improved.
So well. Dude, to be honest, I really like the title of High School Musical because the movie is such shit. Like in a great way. You know what I mean? Like it fits how generic the movie feels.
That would be like calling Waif like DJ Coming of Age.
DJ Friends.
Well, I mean Friends is already
DJ,
in the title.
DJ and Friends.
Music Friends.
Music Friends. Music Friends. That's exactly what it feels like to me.
It does feel like Neighbors is basically High School Musical. Like,
yeah.
It's what it is.
Yeah.
Or, overseas, Neighbors is called Bad Neighbors.
Yes, which Rachel got really mad at me because, like, when I first purchased the film, I got a version that had Chinese subtitles. It was called Bad Neighbors, and I called the movie Bad Neighbors for a long time when I purchased it. So she would always laugh at me for calling the movie Bad Neighbors because the movie's just titled Neighbors.
What other movies would be more renamed? Like, Charlie St. Cloud. What would Charlie St. Cloud be like? Danger Boating.
No, it would be,
Ghost Brother.
The Seventh Sense.
Oh. Well, Sixth Sense is seeing dead people. What's the Seventh Sense? Having, like, getting hit in the nuts by dead people?
No, it would be, like, banging a dead person.
Oh, that
if you
date,
could have sex
yeah.
with a ghost, that would be the seventh sense. Like, your penis sense is the seventh
yes.
thing. Okay.
What would Zephantine again? The last one, Zephantine again, what would that be?
Zephantine again was perfect.
It was.
Shit. I like Zephantine. I think that I would title it actually Zephantine again.
Instead of 17 again.
Yeah, that's what I would call it.
That's fine.
Zephantine again. I need you know what? Give me Jess, if you are listening, which I know you are, give me one episode to just write down all the funny jokes when I'm not as drunk, and I will come back with some fire ass titles for you, I promise.
There you go.
Thank you.
Fire ass titles. So the next movie that we're doing after these three
obviously
is Me and Orson Welles, which I feel like is...
Is that going to be a bonus episode, though? That's going
to
come
out? No, that's a real episode. It's May 1st. I'm just trying to think, because like the next two movies, High School Musical 2 and High School Musical 3, I feel like aren't going to have easily renameable titles. So I'm just looking ahead, because we've got Me and Orson Welles, and we've got Hairspray.
Yeah.
So we've got two possibilities in May and June for like radically different titles. So by those points, we'll have better ideas. High School Musical is just like... Because
Here's a game for Jess, though. How would you fix this movie?
As a movie?
As just everything. Anything you want. Because, like, Jess was like, the Joe's Fix movies. How would you fix this movie?
I think it's the Joe's Fix movie titles. So that's what the email says.
Okay.
Because I asked her what she meant by that, and she said, I don't remember.
Fair.
So I think it was movie
titles. I don't remember either. Okay, cool. So let's just skip that part, then.
Well, I feel like if you want to make this movie better, just have any of your characters be consistent. Because nobody's consistent.
I think everybody was really consistent. They were just consistently not the character that I
inconsistent.
Wanted to see. No, because you had, like, you know, incestual twins. You had Vagina Hudgens. Like, you had, like, a lot of people doing whatever they wanted, but it just wasn't what I wanted them to do. Like, I wanted, like, a lot of young, creepy, shirtless Zeph is what I wanted.
Yeah, that's fair. And we didn't really get enough young, creepy, shirtless Zeph.
No, hopefully we get enough in the second one.
And if we don't get it in the second one, we get it in the third one, too.
Sure.
I mean, he is like 17 or 18 in this movie. And
Zephantine.
And each movie, he's older, so, I mean, he can be more and more shirtless. Give
True.
Those thirsty young girls
sexualize
what they want.
Him. Let's sexualize him a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. You have anything else to say about this movie?
Nope. I definitely enjoyed it. It was fun. I wish Rachel wouldn't have died, but we drunk her to death, and she missed out on the recording. That's her fault.
Now, I know you hate La La Land, but that movie I left with the songs in my head... I guess I have Getcha, 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 Getcha head in the game, but I already forgot that. Like, I needed to remember what that title was. Like, I don't think I'm going to be singing any of these songs when they wake up in the morning.
To be honest, I think that these songs are more memorable than La La Land. I know that the Oscar, like, spoiler alert, we're recording the day before the Oscars. These songs are catchier than any song in La La Land.
Yeah, I know you hate it.
I know I hated it, but okay.
All right, well, we will be back in 10 days, April 11th,
yes,
for High School Musical 2.
Yep.
And then April 21st for High School Musical 3 senior year.
Yep.
So stay tuned. Go to CageClub.me or Facebook.com/CageClub to see all the episodes that we've done. You can see all the other shows in the network. We're on Twitter now at CageClubPod, so you can follow that. All of our individual Twitters and stuff are on the homepage of CageClub.me.
Send Joey hate mail.
We've got a new show that launched a month ago, P.S. I Love Hoffman, which is the Philip Seymour Hoffman podcast. We have a couple more maybe launching later this year. So we've got lots of exciting things. Well, we've got a couple more definitely launching later this year, and then a couple more on top of those might be launching.
We definitely got one.
We got a follow-up to Zeph. We got that idea set. We will be launching that on December 1st. We're still going to do Zeph movies as they come out. Like if whenever
Obviously.
Baywatch comes
we'll
out on
never
Blu-ray,
be better than this.
Yeah, there's lots of good things coming. So if you like the sound of our voices, or you like free things,
Sexual.
And you like movie like people you don't know talking about movies that you haven't seen, this is just stick around.
Stick around, hang
we've
out
done,
with
we've
us.
We've done lots of those.
Yeah,
and email us at zackattack@cageclub.me.
Send dick pics.
I'm Joey Lewandowski.
I'm Joe too.
And we'll see you next time on Zack Attack.